السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I start with the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. O my Lord, open for me my chest, ease my task for me, and remove the impediment from my speech so they may understand what I say. رب زدني علما. O my Lord, increase me in knowledge. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. O Allah, indeed I ask you for beneficial knowledge and a good halal provision and actions which are accepted. اللهم فقهنا في الدين. O Allah, grant us the understanding of religion. آمين يا رب العالمين. Assalamu alaikum and thank you for joining us today for Ar-Rahma's English course. Inshallah, I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue Surah Ali Imran from where we left off last week. So inshallah, starting from ayah number 144, along with ayah number 145, inshallah. So we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses. If you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 144. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين وما كان لنفس أن تموت إلا بإذن الله كتابا مؤجلا ومن يرد ثواب الدنيا نؤته منها ومن يرد ثواب الآخرة ومن يرد ثواب الآخرة نؤته منها وَسَنَجَزِ الشَّاكِرِينَ. So inshallah, that is our lesson, starting from ayah number 144, along with ayah number 145. So inshallah, for theory today, we are just going to continue the review of the mudud that we were covering. And alhamdulillah, we did start the mudud that are bisababis sukun, meaning that the reason that med is there is because the letter after that med is going to be a sukun. So in the last class, we covered mad'arid lissukun. So this is the type of med. Anytime you are pausing on a letter and you are temporarily adding a sukun to the last letter that you are pausing on, then you are going to do a med count that is going to be either two counts. You can also do four counts or you can do six counts. So this is dependent on your speed of recitation. Sometimes if people are reciting a little bit faster, they like to do two. As I mentioned before, in this class, we will continue doing four. But if you are reciting a little bit slower, you can also do six as well. So this is your choice. You can do either two, four, or six. And this is basically coming at the end of any word. For example, Surat An-Nas, if you are reciting ayah number one, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, and you decide that you want to end at the ending of this ayah, and you want to say An-Nas. Now when I stop here, I'm putting a sukun on the scene. I'm saying بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. So now the scene has a temporary sukun. This is arid sukun. So it is a temporary sukun. Because of that, we are going to lengthen this for four counts. You can also do two counts or you can do six counts. It's up to you. But in our class, we are going to continue doing the full four counts. Also in Surah Fatiha as well, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now let's say here you want to end at the end of this ayah, you want to say Al-Alameen, then you are going to again pull this for four counts or two or six, it's your choice. Rabbil Alameen. And then at the end, we're just going to add a sukoon on that letter. So because of that temporary sukoon, we are going to do this med. If there is no sukoon, if you are not pausing, then there is no need for that med. So let's say Surat An-Nas, if I am not stopping at the word Nas, then the scene is not going to have a sukoon, therefore there is going to be no med. So if I recite this, I will say, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ مَلِكِ النَّاسِ. So now you see here, I didn't lengthen it more than two. You don't have to do the med. Why? Because there is no reason for that med. There is no sukoon. So only when you have that sukoon are you going to apply that 2-count or 4-count or 6-count med. So that was going to be mada'arid lissukoon. Now inshallah, let's move on to med neen. Now for med leen, we have already covered this briefly when we were doing the sifat. So leen is a sifat of the Arabic letters. What is lean? Lean is basically when you have a waw or ya with a sukoon and the letter before has a fatha. So this is the only condition of madlin. So you need to have a fatha. Any letter, any of the letters in the Arabic alphabet, they have a fatha, and the letter after has to be either waw with a sukoon or ya with a sukoon. So you cannot have alif with a sukoon. It is only going to be waw or ya with a sukoon. And the letter before cannot be a kasra and it cannot be a dhamma. Otherwise, it's just a normal 2-count med. So for it to be madlin, it has to be fatha followed by either waw sukoon or ya sukoon. Now, what exactly is lean? Lean is the sifat or the characteristic of gentleness. So when we say this type of med, we are going to kind of ease the sound out of the mouth. So we're going to say, oh, ay. So you hear that sound is easing out a little bit. Instead of saying oo or e, we're going to say, oh, ay. So the sound is coming out with a little bit of gentleness, a little bit of ease. And this is the reason why this is known as med lean. Now, why is madlin being mentioned here when we have already covered it in the sifat? So you might be wondering that, you know, we did lean, the sifat of lean, the characteristic of lean. So why is it coming here with the mudud? And the reason for this is that it is going to be the same exact rule as mada'arid lissukun. Okay, so if you have a madlin and you are stopping on that word and you are putting a sukoon on that letter, then for this med as well, you are going to do either 2 counts or 4 counts or 6 counts. So anytime you are stopping on any letter with a sukoon, no matter if it's a normal waw, ya, or alif med, or if it's a madlin med, then it is still going to be either 2 counts or 4 counts or 6. So let's look at an example of this. So for example, we have in Surat Al-Quraysh, ayah number 1, li'i lafi Quraysh. So here the word is Quraishin. And if we are stopping here, I am going to say Quraysh. Now sheen has a sukoon. Now this is a madlin, ray. Ray is madlin. But we are still going to do the full 2, 4, or 6 count like we would do for any mada'arid lissukun. So the reason why madlin is mentioned here is to make sure that everyone knows that madlin is also included within mada'arid lissukun. So if I'm stopping here, I'm going to say li'i la fi Quraysh. Now you see I'm doing that 4-count med. You can also do 2 or 6. I'm going to do 4. But even though this is madlin, we're still going to do that med. Also in Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 185, kullu nafsin dha'iqatul mawti. So now if I'm stopping at al-mawti, I'm going to again do that 4-count med. Dha'iqatul mawt. So even though this is going to be a madlin, you are still going to do that 2, 4, or 6 count med. لِقَوْمٍ. So if I stop here, لِقَوْم. عَلَيْهِ عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٍ شَيْءٍ وَفِرْعَوْنَ وَفِرْعَوْنَ. So for all of these, again, you are just going to go ahead and then do that 4-count med like you would for any other type of mada'arid lissukun. So the thing for this is, again, you can keep in mind, you can do either 2 counts, 4 counts, or 6 counts. It's up to you. Just to keep things at a similar pace, I am going to continue doing 4. But if you are reciting a little bit faster, you are allowed to do 2. You can also do 6 if you are reciting a little bit slower. So that is madlin along with mada'arid lissukun. Now, inshallah, we're going to move on to the next type of meds. This is something that we covered pretty recently, so inshallah, I hope that you remember some of these. So this category of med is known as med al-lazim. As you can guess by the name, it is lazim upon you to read this med for 6 counts. So any med that is 6 counts and it is obligatory is going to be known as med al-lazim. Al-lazim, again, as you can guess, it is lazim upon you. You cannot pull this for shorter than 6 counts. So for this one, you don't have the choice. You can't do it for 2 or 4 or 5. You have to do it for the full 6-count med. Now, for med lazim, this is also med bisabab al-sukun. So the reason for med lazim is also going to be because of a sukun. And as we look at the next category, we are going to see that there is going to be a sukun. And because of that sukun, there is going to be med al-lazim. Now, when it comes to med lazim, there are 2 different types of categories. We have med lazim al-kalimi and we have med lazim al-harfi. So med lazim al-kalimi from the word kalam is going to be the med lazim, the lazim med that is in one word. Okay, so you are going to see that med is inside of one word, such as ad-dallin. So now this is med lazim, ad-dallin, this is one word. So the med is going to be in one word, therefore it is known as med lazim al-kalimi. Now the other one is med lazim al-harfi. This one is pretty easy to remember if you remember the word huruf muqatta'at. So med lazim al-harfi is going to be in all of the huruf muqatta'at. These are the disjointed letters that we find at the beginning of the surahs. And in these, that 6-count med, this is going to be med lazim. So again, it's very easy to remember. If you remember the word harf, huruf, all of these mean the same thing. They mean letter or letters. So if you remember this, it is going to be easy to remember that med lazim al-harfi is within the huruf muqatta'at, so the disjointed letters at the beginning of some surahs. Now, when it comes to mad lazim kalimi and mad lazim harfi, there are further 2 distinctions that we can make. So we have mad lazim al-kalimi al-muthaqqal and we have mad lazim al-kalimi al-mukhaffaf. So for both of these type of mad, we have mad lazim muthaqqal, meaning heavy, and then mukhaffaf, meaning light. So for mad lazim harfi and mad lazim kalimi both, for the mad that is in the word and in the letter, for both of them we have 2 categories. We have heavy and light. And inshallah, when we do a little bit more about mad lazim, you're going to see how to distinguish between heavy and light. But this is something that you need to remember for now. Just know that in mad lazim, you can see this as a chart. Mad lazim at the very top, you can put 2 branches, mad lazim kalimi and mad lazim al-harfi. So these are the 2 branches coming from mad lazim. So on one side, we have harfi, huruf muqatta'at, letters. And then in the other one, we have kalimi, which is words. So we have mad lazim in words and mad lazim in letters. Now, inside of the letters and the words, we have mad lazim muthaqqal and mukhaffaf. So now you can take another branch coming out of mad lazim harfi or mad lazim kalimi. And then you can put harfi, you can put muthaqqal, which is going to be heavy, and then you can put al-mukhaffaf. And then the same thing for kalimi, underneath you can put muthaqqal and mukhaffaf. So now for each category we have either it's going to be in a word or a letter, and it's going to be either heavy or light. So these are the 2 different types of distinctions. If it's in a word, it is going to be kalimi. If it's in a letter, it's going to be harfi. If it's heavy, it is going to be muthaqqal. And if it is light, it is going to be mukhaffaf. So for now, that's all you need to remember. Inshallah, in the next class, we are going to explain more about what is the muthaqqal and mukhaffaf. How are we going to distinguish between the heavy and the light mad? So inshallah, today now we're going to go ahead and move on to our analysis of these verses, starting from ayah number 144. So starting from the word, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ. So here, مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Ra is going to be heavy. In this case, قَدْ خَلَتْ. قَاف is going to be heavy. دَال is going to have قَلْقَلَة. خَلَتْ. خَا is going to be heavy. مِنْ قَبَلِهِ. قَاف is going to be heavy. And then بَا here is going to have قَلْقَلَة. قَبَلِهِ الرُّسُلُ. رَا is going to be heavy again. Afaim mata. So now in this case, we are going to say this as Afaim mata. So we're going to say immata. So the noon is going to be dropped. We are not going to say the noon. And then you're just going to say e, and then connect that with the mim that has the shadda. So immata, immata. Afa immata, again, no noon sound. Afa immata aw qutila, qaf is going to be heavy. In qalabtum, qaf again is going to be heavy. Ba is going to have qalqala. Ala a'qabikum, ala, this is going to be a four count mad. This is going to be mad ja'iz munfasil, meaning that in some recitations the sheikh might pull this for only two. In our case of Hafsan Asim, we are going to pull it for four, but if you do hear that a sheikh only pulls for two, the reason for that is that this is a ja'iz mad. So you do have the ijaza, you have the permission to pull for lower than two in certain types of recitation, but in Hafsan Asim we are going to continue pulling for four counts. In qalabatum ala a'qabikum, ala ayn is going to be from the throat. We want to make sure we have a little bit of constriction in the throat. Also in the word a'qabikum, ayn is going to have tawassut. The ayn is going to roll around in the throat a little bit. A'qabikum. So make sure you do have some constriction in the middle of your throat for the letter ayn. And then qaf is going to be heavy. It is a two count med. A'qabikum. Wa man yanqalib. Qaf again is going to be heavy. Ba is going to be a letter of qalqala. There is going to be a little bit of a bounce because it is part of kutub jad. Yanqalib. So you see ba has a little bit of that bouncing sound. And then again we have the letter ayn. Make sure that it's coming from the middle of the throat. You should have a little bit of constriction. Ala aqibayhi. So for both of these, make sure you are saying the ayn from the throat. And then qaf in aqibayhi is going to be heavy. Falay yadur allaha. Dad is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. The name of Allah in this case is also going to be heavy. So all of these are going to be heavy letters. Yadur allaha. And then shay'an. Here if we are continuing, we're just going to say shay'an wa. But because I'm stopping, I'm going to make this a two-count mad. So this is known as mad al-iwad. We are going to pull this for two counts and drop the tanween. فَلَنْ يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. So just pull this for two counts. You don't have to say the tanween. وَسَيَجْزِ اللَّهُ. And then the name of Allah here is going to be light. وَسَيَجْزِ اللَّهُ. So Allah here is going to be light. الشَّاكِرِينَ. Ra here again is also going to be light. And then when we end here, we are going to pull this for four counts. This is مَدْعَرِدْ لِلسُّكُونَ. You can also do two or six, but I am going to do four. وَسَيَجْزِ اللَّهُ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Just pull for four. This is مَدْعَرِدْ لِلسُّكُونَ. وَمَا كَانَ لِنَفْسٍ أَن تَمُوتَ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. The name of Allah here is going to be light. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ كِتَابًا مُؤَجَّلًا. Since we are stopping here, I am going to do مَدْ الْعِوَدْ. I am going to pull this for two counts and I'm going to say مُؤَجَّلًا. So just pull this for two counts. If you are continuing, you can say مُؤَجَّلًا wa with the تَنْوِين. But because I am stopping, I'm just going to pull this for two counts. Again, this is مَدْ الْعِوَدْ. مُؤَجَّلًا. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ. دَال is going to have قَلْقَلَا, just a slight bouncing sound on the دَال. ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِهِ مِنْهَا. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ. Ra here is going to be light. And then also on this دَال again we have قَلْقَلَا, just a slight bouncing sound. ثَوَابَ الْآخِرَةِ. And then خَا is going to be heavy. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. ثواب الآخرتي. And then Hamza, we're going to make sure that it stays light. So we don't want to say آخرتي. آه, now that is a heavy sound. We want to say آ, which is a light sound. ثواب الآخرتي. خاء and Ra are heavy. نؤتيه منها. وسنجزي. So here جيم is going to have قلقلة, just a slight bouncing sound. وسنجزي الشاكرين. And then ra here is going to be light. And then because I am ending here on a temporary sukoon, I am going to put madarid the sukoon, meaning I am going to pull this for four counts. Wasanajiz shakirin. And then noon is going to have tawassut. So just make sure that you are resting on that noon just a little bit so you can hear that the noon is there with a sukun. So this is madarij lissukun, and I'm going to pull this for 4 counts. So inshallah, we're going to end here for today. And in the next class, we will continue with madlazim. And then we will do a little bit more about what is madlazim and the different distinctions of heavy and light, muthaqqal and mukhaffaf. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran, everyone. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.